We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we mentioned, the city of New York and the state of New York trying to speed things up when it comes to the testing of people who might be infected with the coronavirus. We reported last night it was confirmed one person here in New York had symptoms of the disease and they were sending him or her off to the CDC in Atlanta for testing. Well, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio joining me live now here on the 1010 Winds Hotline. Mayor, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. And thank you for joining us. We know you're busy. Let's get straight to it. Regarding this person, is there any way of knowing how this person was detected, where he or she picked up the virus, and the status of testing on that individual, sir?
The individual traveled from Italy and was in, to the best of my understanding, some of the affected areas there and showed symptoms. So that's exactly, obviously, the kind of person we want to immediately come forward for testing. We'll have the result. Hopefully, the next 24 hours could be a little longer, but we'll make that public at the time. Now, I want to remind all New Yorkers, and I want to thank all New Yorkers. The people of this city have handled this crisis really exactly right over the last 5 weeks, since I told people 5 weeks ago it was not a matter of if, but when we would see coronavirus here in New York City. New York City residents have really answered the call, and anyone who had a problem got health care immediately, which is the central point. So this individual came forward. Of the seven previous instances where we thought we had a potential case, all seven tested negative. So we have never had a single confirmed coronavirus case in New York City over the last 5 weeks.
Okay, Mayor.
But we will be transparent on each case as we get new information.
Okay, and in the interest of expediency, we know that you and the governor have been pushing Washington and the CDC to let New York take care of its own testing. In the interest of speeding things up, we're hearing that the CDC is planning to facilitate that by the end of next week. Are we equipped to do that testing, and what does that look like? Are we going to need to shut down a hospital or some isolated facility in order to execute that plan?
No. No, we have extraordinary laboratories in this city and state. Certainly the New York City Department of Health Laboratory right across from Bellevue is exceptional and can handle this for sure. And again, remember, it's been a very low number of cases even to be tested, seven cases now, eight over 5 weeks. Even if that jumps up a lot, we have the capacity. Now, the problem is the CDC has been very slow to act, and even now they're making noises about being more cooperative, which I'm happy about, but they still have not given us what we actually need, which is a new updated testing kit, a better quality one that we can work with to do our own testing. So even though today's announcement was promising, it's still not enough, and we got to keep pressure on the CDC and the federal administration to really move a decentralized approach. Here's what's strange. This I'm really not happy about it. 5 weeks in, and when I made my announcement to New Yorkers, it had gotten to the point where we needed to confirm publicly the extent of the problem, the threat to us. That's over a month ago, and still the federal government really has not gotten help to the local level. They have not gotten resources. They have not guaranteed reimbursement for everything that localities have to pay. They haven't gotten surgical masks where they need to be. There's some very simple steps that could be taken if the federal government would treat this like the crisis it is. And you cannot run a crisis like this from Washington. You have to empower the local areas to manage it. We're the front line. They don't. The federal government doesn't run these things day to day. The localities run them.
Okay.
So I think we're getting there, but we need a lot more urgency from Washington.
Okay. Mayor Bill de Blasio joining us on the 1010 Winds Hotline. Thank you, sir. We're sure you'll stay on top of it, and we'll get out of your way to continue on. Thank you tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Okay. And we will have more from the mayor a little bit later in the broadcast.